Well, good morning. Now, don't usually go too long distances in the car, but a few journeys we've made of late, and we tend to frequent a place for refreshment and food on our travels. I wonder where that place might be, Catherine.
Wait, it's at my service station.
Yeah? Anybody get us a Molly? Yeah, a particular kind, brand of cafe. No idea, David, if I say it's always known by a letter, and that's the letter, Molly?
McDonald's,
all right, okay, we do, we own up to that. Don't often go there, in truth, but when we're travelling, we do. Off to Norfolk, so we stop at these particular McDonald's along the way. Now, it has a logo, a kind of little statement. What does it say, Catherine?
It's an M.
There's the M. But then all around their restaurants and on the staff uniforms, there's a little statement. Bit slang-like, but it's a little statement. I'm... Charlotte?
Loving it.
Loving it. It says that. I'm loving it. And I've seen these now. There we are. I'm not usually that observant with these things, but I noticed this. I noticed all the staff wearing this. And our first journey across, which was on a very grey and drizzly sort of day, there was the chap who was tidying up the car park. He had his yellow tabard on, with the big M on the back, and that logo, I'm loving it. And I looked at his face. What do you think I saw, Charlotte?
Glum,
exactly. You wouldn't be able to see this, any who are listening to this, but the face pull there is one of grumpiness and trudging around this car park on this wet day with this logo saying, I'm loving it, but his face told a different story entirely. When we came back, another greyish kind of day, and we were inside the restaurant, and I'm loving it, I suppose, is meant also to apply to the customers. Except we found some customers there. Well, Timothy, can you?
There were these rowdy customers who were angry about something and they were complaining to the manager about it.
They were, Charlotte.
They started swearing.
Well, they did as well. They weren't very well behaved at all. And in fact, I saw him take his, whatever it was, quarter pounder, and then just threw it on the floor. And so I looked at the sign saying, I'm loving it, and felt that here again, it wasn't quite living up to it. Well, nice try, McDonald's. That's the way, isn't it, there? You look around places, some people often look very kind of miserable and unhappy. And, well, we sat next to some people and they struck us as not particularly happy. But they're all supposed to be loving it, whether you work there or eat there. And there were just a couple of examples picked there on our journey, which rather showed a different story. Well, we speak of our Christian faith and speak of our Lord in very high terms. We speak of him as being the most excellent and wonderful, the wonderful counselor. We speak of him as being glorious and the joy of our hearts. Ah, we say it. But we mustn't be like the rather phony McDonald's kind of slogans and logos, where actually what you see and what you find there is a different story. We've got to be real, and we've got to live up to what we believe and what we say. And we often don't, do we? We often don't. And we say we love the Lord, and we're doing something else here, face like that or whatever, and throwing things on the ground there, whatever. But we must live up to the things that we believe and the Christ whom we adore. We must seek to make that gap less and less and less so that he takes up all our life. And we can truly say, yes, by what I say and what I do and how I live, I'm showing that I love him, that I'm working for him on wet days, and gloomy days, and when whatever's gone wrong, whichever went wrong for that customer there and didn't like the relish or whatever it was there, we will work for him and love him on all days. So that whatever's said about us as Christians, we don't go around with a logo or anything there, or we can have a text or something which we hold on to and is precious. We want to live up to that and be real to that, rather than some fake or phony thing, which rather came out in my two visits to McDonald's there. So the real thing, the real Christ, and us living up to that and praying, Lord, make that gap less and less and less. Let's sing a hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, just to remind us that we've got a great helper in doing that. 398.